Perun Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Ahu, it's around 12 lines from the top, after the two dots. Ahu Da'achve Amtachso Darababe. There was a person who was a Moso, and he was Mare Amtachso. Sarashi says, Matachso Tachshit Meshi Asilkin Tachshit. Yosef Rababo Verabchanina Ba Papai Verab Yitzchok Nafre. Seems these three were the Dayonim. V'Yosef Rab Eloi Gabayu. Rabbi Eloi was sitting with them. And it seems Rab Abba was Toiveya from the Moso that should pay him. Sovo Lechiyuve, so they held, it could be Machayev the Moso, even though it was only Adibu Balme, Mohodesnan, Donas Adin Zikas Achayev, V'chiyev es ha-zakai, tim es ha-toyer, v'tir es ha-tomei, ma she-osu osui, v'yishalem mi-beisai. So you see this achiyev tashlumim, even though he was only b'dibo. So you see that if the dibo was goyrem ha-hefsid for one of the balei dinim, so he's mechuyev to pay. So here also, the Dibbo was Geirah Mehefsed. He told this Moso, told someone about this Tachshit that belonged to Rababe. Oma Luhu Rabbi Lo, Hochi Oma Rab, Ushenosa V'nosam B'yat. You can't be Gerai from this Mishnah. Rab said from this Mishnah could be speaking about that the Dayan went and Nosa V'nosam B'yat. So then he's Chayit. Biyodayim, he was mazik. They can't bring a raya from this Mishnah that is achiv and dibor alone. Amri lei zil legabi the Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, the Rabbi Lezer ben Ptos, the dainei dini degami. They are machayev dini degami, not a psalima from over there, but they're dain dini degami. Ozo legabayo chayvei mimasnis. Our Mishnah, Machmes HaGazlan, Chayv Lamed Oysa Da'acher, Bokimna Da'ach V'yachbuye. The Pshat, the Mishnah is that he was a Moser. Zot Rashi, V'yishalem Mibesoy, Da'dibur Ba'al Mechayim, Shanosa V'nosem B'yad, U'bekulam Meforei Shanosa V'nosem B'yad, Be'echadine Momenes B'Sanhedrin. Ahu Gavre, Da'vemavkid Le'ikasa De'kaspe, someone gave this person a pekodin, a silver coin. Sliki ganvi yelave, ganovim came up to him. No, they came. They're looking for something. Ishokla yavi lahu. So he gave them this coin. Also lekame derabe potre. So he came to Rabbe. The nifkat came to Rabbe and he patted them. Why did he part him? He's matzel himself, the momin chaveiroi. Elo omar Ravashi. So Ravashi said, it matters. Chazine. I inish omitu, if this nifkad was a wealthy person, Adaita did they also. So what attracted the Ganovim to come to his house? He's a wealthy person. So then they came for his wealth, and then he thought, why should they start looking around for my wealth? I'll give them a silver kais, and they'll be satisfied with that. So then you take it right. Then it's matzalat me b'momer chaveri, so he has to pay for the kais. V'iloi, but what is, if he's not a wealthy person, so why did they come? What do they expect to find by me? Ganovim come to an oni. What expect to find by me? So Kocho, you know what attracted them? They somehow knew that I have a kois shel kesef, and that's why they came. So snapshot matzel atzmai b'momin chaveiroi. Pshat is they came for his momin. So I'm giving them the momin. What does Rashi say? Omid Osher. Now, this Gemara, the Rabbeinu Ephraim brought a raya from this Gemara to his shita. Rabbeinu Ephraim held that the whole chiyuv of Nosa v'nosam biyad is only if his matzal atzmei b'momen chaveroi, that means they're coming for his momen. So if he shows Yenem's momen, he's potter. If he gives Yenem's momen, that's called matzal atzmei b'momen chaveroi. But if they're coming l'chadchila for Yenem's momen, so since he's an onus, they want him to give them Yenem's momen, so then he's an onus and he's potter to pay. That's not called, they're coming specifically on Yenem's momen. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Ripshita is no, the Ripshita is, afilu, they're coming on Yenem's moment, but if it's Nosa v'Nosa b'yad, even though he's an onus, that means there's Pikuch Nefoshes over here. They say, you give us Yenem's moment or we'll kill you. So the Dinas is Mukhuyif to pay. That's the Shita Sarif. The Shita Sarif is allowed to do it. I'm not talking about Issa V'heta, but he's Mukhuyif to pay. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim asked the kasha from this Gemara. What was the teretz? He said, if he's not an Eloi Adaita, the kaspa also. So they came for the kais. Fine, they came for the kais. And they told him, give us the kais. And he was forced to give it. And according to Riff, he's Mechuyev to pay. So what did the Riff do with this Gemara? This kasha, the Rabbeinu Ephraim asks on the Riff. So let us see Taisvis. It seems Taisvis also held like the Rif, and Taisvis had this problem. V'ilav adata de kaspa osu. V'af al gafarek Taisvis. So v'skate marana daita de kaspa. They came to him, he should give them the kais. V'af al gaf domalel nosa v'nosam biyad chayiv. So Taisvis learns like the Rif. But if they come and yenim zach, and he gave it to them, he's chayiv. I Marie the Shani Shaimer Shaladas Kainivkidu Sheyatzil Atme Boy Im Yaboyu Olov Adaita the Kasa the Kaspa. So Taisa says now Anushtik Taira. When a person is giving another man a Kaishal Kesav, he's giving him a very expensive Kaishal Kesav, so the Mafkid realizes that this he realized this other man doesn't have an alarm system and he doesn't have 20 lakhs on the door. He's another man. Why doesn't need this? He also realizes that by giving him the kais to watch, he's jeopardizing the shaymer. I mean, now the shaymer has a kais shel kesef and the ganovim will get wind from this. So, they might come there and force him to give it. So Memele, so therefore, the Mafke taking all of this into consideration, so there's a non-sadi, Sheledas Kainiv Kidu, I appreciate you watching it and thus, but Sheyatzel Atzmai Boy, if because of this case, people will come to you and they'll threaten you with your life, if you don't give this, you'll have to give it, Mevoyu Olav Adaita the Kasa the Kaspe, you won't have to pay for it. This is a miyuchedikadin by a mafkid. So when the mafkid gives it over to him, it's given over with this understanding that since my pikodin could be a sibe for attracting the ganovim and the rotzrim, so memele adaita doche, if you'll give it over to them, I won't be tevei a moment from you. So this is how the Bistama had the Rif learned Pshat in this Gemara. Ahu Gavre, Dava Mafkid Gabei Arneki, the Pidyan Shvuyim. There was a person that he was a Nifkad on Pidyan Shvuyim money. Saliki Ganvi Ilave, Ganovim came, he should show them all the money. We should bring them all the money. Shakle Yavin Elai. No, he has a whole arniki of pidyon shvuyim money. So he went and gave them the pidyon shvuyim money. Also, lekame the rabbi potrei. אמר היבאי ומצל עצמי במומן חברהו, אמר לי אין לך פדיון שבויים גדול מזה. This is not פדיון שבויים. That means they're coming, that these people are threatening him with his life. So by this money, pidyon shvuyim, anyone who's in a matzav of a shavuy is entitled to use this money, livdois, lipodois. Samehu doesn't have to pay. Let us see Taisvis. Ein locha pidyon shvuyim godol mizeh. Aval gav de mashme, da hava omit. So Taisus says, L'cheira, this Gemara is speaking about, L'cheira is Hazai, if the whole reason that attracted the Ganovim, if he didn't have any money, like the Gemara before, he didn't have any money, what attracted the Ganovim? Because they found out through the grapevine that there's in his house, there's an anarchy full of money. So then we have the Gemara before, so we hear that a mafkid who gives over a pekodim which can attract ganovim is adaita dahochi, it's given over that if it did attract, he will be potter to pay. That's the Gemara before. So why do you have now a new lumdis? A new lumdis, it's pinyin shvuyim money in there. No, it's ain't lach a pinyin shvuyim deilim. So Taisa says, hakochi, you have to say, this person was a millionaire. This person was a millionaire, so the pidyon shvuyim money did not attract them. What attracted them? He's a millionaire, and they come in, and he says, you know what? I have something for you. Wait. He goes and takes the pidyon shvuyim money, and he goes and gives it to them. And then the one says, ain't loch a pidyon shvuyim g'day l'mizu. Chuldik, you just open up, there's another, open up the other safe over there and you'll give them your money. Well, what's the head to take out the pinyin shvuyim money? That taste was cash. I forgot the mashmadava omit, midaloi mafli ke the mafli girl, mikoma kem hoyuv loi hoyu loi baise shoma liten lem choshe pinyin shvuyim. So taste, he was like a millionaire, he didn't have any money in the house. He didn't have any money in the house. He only had the pinyin shvuyim money in the house. So Memele, so the Chazon Ish is Mavaya, just like we had in the beginning of Baba Kama, Abalabai is Hoylech Mimokim Lamokim, and he's wealthy, but now somehow his money ran out, and he's in the middle of nowhere. He doesn't have access to his money, so he's allowed to take, like a Chikrapeya, Matnes Aniyim, because only Hoya Bo'i Seisho. Only he was, and he doesn't have to pay back either. It's an only ba'isa shah. So that's shat na taisvus also. But loyhoyaloy ba'isa shah ma litain lahem. They knew that he was an omid, that he was a wealthy person. Lamaisa didn't have any money to give them. They wouldn't accept that for an answer. He doesn't have any money. They would, some emailers, so to give now pidyon shvuyim money, now it's ein lecha shavi godol mizeh. זוכט גמר ווייטע אהו גאבר דז דיפרנט גירסויס אנד רשי וואס נאט גיירס דה וויי איט זאגט אין דה גמר So the Bach and Daf Mem Dalad Amadalev and the Daf Yarif brings down a girse. He said this was Rashi's girse. So let's just say over the girse. Who gavre the Havi Kosalki Inshi Lamavo? People were going up on the ferry. Avakamasik. So there were people already on the ferry. They're ready to close the gates and to start moving. Avakamasik chamre. So he took along his chamer. He took along the chamer with himself on the ferry. No? So now the ferry is crossing the river. Boy latvuye. Now, the chamoyer was not very cooperative at all. He was jumping up and down in this ferry, and so the matzav of the ferry was not too safe. It would have sunk. Asa hu gavre molech leila chamra dahu gavre v'shod yelenara. We'll see the lashons mola, molei, or molach. Bekitza, someone went, let me just read over the lashon of the Shittim Mekabetzes, and that's Mirashi also learned like this. Zagirse molei. Kloima, in the middle of the river, and the ship is already in a dangerous match, even the chamer is up, jumping up and down. So also gavre, ismalei chema, chad mibnei asvina, one of the bnei asvina, this chamer is gonna feel duch. And he threw off the chamer, off the ship, finished. Not the end of the chamer, and then the ship started, floating, going normal. Nimtze shehitzel kol mamayne shahoy aloi besvina. So he was matzel his mamen. B'mamen shal chaveri. That means by pushing off the chamer, so maybe that's why he was matzal his mamen. That was a pesazoi b'havamina de gemore. Morech lei lachamer do gavri, he pushed him off. B'shod yelenare, b'tova. Also lekamei de rabbe, they came to rabbe, potrei, he's potra. Omer lei abaye, why should he be potter? He's matzal atzmei b'momme chaveri. Omalei, hai, mi'ikore roidev have. Now, let us see Rashi, to understand a little bit what's happening over here. Masik chamrei lemavro, with Rashi, machnis chamoiroi lesvine, people were there already, and he came up, he was from the latecomers, he came with his chamer. So the chamer wanted to sink the ship. So Rashi has two lashonos over here, molei bay. So the shita says that molei bay means, that's the molei, Ismale Chema, he got angry at him. Dachvay lachamer v'shlichei l'mayim. Loshen acher, malach bay, k'may ha-malachim, which is a sailor, hischel, I don't know, others are geiris, ha-malach, lahatzel ha-svine, v'dachvay v'shlichei. But it's very interesting that on this pshat Rashi says, what was the purpose of the dchife lahatzel asvine, to be matzel the asvine. So we see, sai from the shita mekabetzes and sai from Rashi, that Abai had understood that the whole hatzol over here is hatzolos moment, matzel the asvine, or the shita mekabetzes says, Shehitzel kolma moine shayulai besvina b'momin shal chaberet. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So Rabbi answered him, Amalei hai mikore roidev have. Zot Rashi, hai balach hamer roidev hu lareg nefoshes. What are you talking about? Hitzel atzmei b'momin chaberet. Talking about there was matzel, the moment, maybe that was their intent, could very well be. But this person is a roidev. If the ship sinks, there's dini nefoshes over here. If the ship is going to dini nefoshes, roidev ularig nefoshes. And that's what the Shita also says, Meshani le'rova hai roidev hu. Balach amir shehichnis chamoyre b'maboyre shayedeh shasok evrog roidefu choshim legabikul alme. Fine. ומי שבא להצל הנרדופים, די נקל בני הסווינים, יפסיד מו מן הרוידב, is פוטר. So this person is a roidev. This person who brought the chamoyer, as she says also, hai bala chamoyer, roidev ularing nefoshes. Now, l'davoini, I don't understand clearly what the svara of Abaya was. I mean, Abaya understood there was a tzolus moment. There was a tzolus moment over here. I mean, that's what Rashi says. L'hatzolas asvine. L'hatzolas asvine. And the Shita says, klo. Shailei besvine, but the Shehitzel kol mamayne shailei besvine b'momin shal chaberi. So Abaya somehow held it's a tzolus moment. So mamayle yes takashe, Shehitzel atzmai. And Rabbi told him, no, it's not a tzolus moment, it's dini nefoshes over here, dini nefoshes. So Mamela, we'll go a little further. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi letaimei. Now this halacha that Rabbi said, that Yepoto is Rabbi leshitosa. The Omar Rabbi said, Svi halachas. In L'chayre, Hanegei Alonu is the second halacha. The first halacha, Rabbi said, Reidev, Shoye Reidev, Acha Chaveire Lahogoy, V'shiber Esakeilim, a Reidev was chasing, and he shiber Esakeilim. Bein Shal Nirdav, Bein Shal Kolodom, Pota. He broke the Keilim, Bein Shal Nirdav, Bein Shal Kolodom, Pota. Shrei Mischayv Benafshei. A Reidev is Mischayv Abol Laholgoch Haske Baholgoi. So the Maise, for his actions, he's Chayv Mise. Samemelev. For his actions, he's Chayv Mise. Samemelev, he say, Timlev Darab Menev. That is, if the Reidev broke Kalim of the Nirdav, or Yikolodom, so theoretically he's Zichar HaMazik, but there's a Ptur of Kimla B'Darabene. The Nirdav, a person that's being chased, Sheshiber Esa Kalim Shal Reidev, he's running away, and while running away, he broke the Kalim of the Reidev. Potter. Shloyehei mamaynai chovev olav migufay. Just like if I'm permitted to kill the roidev in order to be matzel myself. So if by running away I'm being matzel myself, but by running away and not careful I'm breaking his kelim. Shloyehei mamaynai chovev olav migufay. So this is what the Gemara means to say, Rabbi letaimei. If a nirdav is mazik the moment of the roidev, so the nirdav is potter to pay, because just like a nirdav has a right to kill the roidev, avad givis layim amayin yechavu lalav migufay. Now let's just stop over here for 1 second. Let us see Rashi. V'shiber esakelim bein shal nirdav bein shal kol odom potem lo shalom. If a roidev breaks kelim, shrei mischay v'nafshayu b'radif ezu. Afilo ein hergay. Afilo you don't kill him. He's chasing, and he didn't kill him. It's not a peg ben tzorim. You're allowed to be matzal the nirdov benavshay shal aroidev. Aroidev acha chaver laholga v'nimtza tashlumim v'chiyev misa boim kecha. So that means there's a chiyev misa for his being aroidev. There's a chiyev tashlumim of breaking kelim b'shas his redife. So you say, kim le b'darab menei. That was halacha number one. Now, what happens if the nirdav? What happens if the nirdav, who was running away, broke the kelim of the roidev, so he's potter to pay the roidev? שנרדב זה רשוי להריגס רויטפוי, שנמה אם במחתרס ימוצי הגנו, התאיר אומרים בו להורגך השכם להורגוי. So I was there, so the nirdav, if by running away, he can't be careful and he's breaking the kalim of the raidev, so he's also potter. So the Gemara seems to be saying, let's stop over here. So the Gemara seems to say, Rabbe litaimei. It means Rashi said, who was the raidev? The balach hamer is the raidev. And we killed the chamer. So that's not worse than the Caleb shall ride it, which Rabbi said, your potter. So the Taisvus Rid asks Akashe, he asks, why do you have to come on to Rabbi? Rabbi is telling us a chiddush. Rabbi is telling us a chiddush. Reuven is chasing after Shimon, and Shimon is running away. No, Shimon is running away, he can't be careful. There's a whole obstacle course in front of him, the Caleb of the ride it. He can't. Be careful how he is running for his life. So while running, he breaks the kalim of the raider. He breaks the kalim of the raider. Now, his intent over here, I mean, he's not, the breaking of the kalim is misaviv the hatzolah, but he can't be careful not to break the kalim because he's running. So mamela, so he's there. Rabbi said a kavachay, but if he's allowed to kill behedya the raidev, so we can't be mechayev him for being mafsed the moment of the raidev. That's the kavachayma. So my chava alo migufa. They needed a kavachayma, even though it's not so similar. By gufa is pshat is. I kill him, or Echad may evolve, so I'm making him ois roidev. Here, I'm running away from him, and I'm not careful, but here, the Gemara made a kavachayma, he showed me in the chaval of migufay. But in our case, the Taisus Ritainis, though, it's very interesting. The Baal HaChamer is called the roidev, and the Chamer is called the Kalim of the roidev. Tainis the Taisus Rit, you know who was why the Baal HaChamer is called the Raidev? He's called the Raidev because he brought in the Chamer. But the Chamer is making the Maisa Redifa. So here you don't need Rabbe L'taimei. Here, this is just like here, you can be Matzel Be'echad Me'yavoro of the Raidev. I mean, the whole Sakon is coming back to this Chamer who's jumping up and down the ship. So Mele, it's, you don't have to need this Lomdus of Rabbe. That Rabbi L'taimei can zicher kill the chamoyer because the rediv is coming through the chamoyer. So the Taisus Rid wants to be meichik this whole thing Rabbi L'taimei. It's because this is much better than Rabbi's case. Now, so Rabbi said three halachas by Shviras Kalim. Aroy de Vishay v'kalim, kispata tabayat kim lebe the Rabbi menei. Now a third case. You have over here three people. You have Reuven is chasing Shimon, and Levi is chasing Reuven. Vishiba Caleb, and now Levi broke Caleb. Bain shall nirdav, bain shall kolodav. Potter. So Levi is potter. Now Levi wants to kill Reuven, and in the process of doing this, he breaks Yehuda's kalim, he breaks Shimon's kalim. V'loy min adin, this is not potter min adin. Eloshim yatoim ekein ein lechodam shematzos chaver min aroida. But if you're gonna go meik adin over here. And the matzel will have to pay for the zekis he brings about, so no one will ever be a matzel. So Chazal made a tikkun that he's put it to pay. So Rashi says, "V'loy min adin shrei matzel atzmai b'momin chaver echayv." The Gemara just said before that the nirdav. The nirdav shishiba is a kelim shal roidev potter, but the nirdav shishiba kelim shal acherim is chayev. because this is also called matzel atzmai b'momin chaveiroi. So if a third person who's chasing the roidev is zicha matzel acherim b'momin shal acherim, she's zicha b'chayim. Shrei matzel atzmai b'chaveiroi chayim kosh kei matzel acherim b'momin chaveiroi. Well, the reason he's potter is also takona. Chazal made a takona that he shouldn't be mechuyif to pay. Zot the Mishnah weiter, shot for no, I'm a lawyer, I shall look for nech, as a crashy, shahoiso, al svasano, the kalka was al svasano, the govoya sposoi, and the svas, that means woman's kalka was on the svasano, the govoya sposoi, vahamayim, and the water from the Noah, Shoichekin, Bekeirim, Tachas, Asofet, they're digging in from underneath the Svasano, Vinispashet, Beseich, Asode, and then the water went in from underneath the Sofet, and went, Mispashet, Beseich, Asode. So, I'm a lawyer, Reishalach, Lefanech, and Poshib Shat is, this is not Midinei Hashovet, no, pshat is karka in an exelis. So I have no chiyuvim whatsoever, no chiyuvonsin. So when the nigzal comes back and says, look what happened, I said, yeah, this is your field, it never was stolen, and take it. Tan rabon, hagoizel sodom echaveire, bishot fono, chayev lahamid lo yisoda acher, divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds, he has to give him another field. So the Gemara b'Maika miflagi. What is the machlokes Rabbi Elazar nachachomim? Rabbi Elazar dorash ribuyei umiut. He darshens when you have a generality and then you have a particular case. So the oifan adrosh Rabbi Elazar darshens ribuyei umiut. V'kicheish b'misoi ribuy. V'pikodein miut. Chol, oy mikola sheyishov alav l'sheker chosav v'riba, riba mit v'riba riba akel. Umay Rabbi, Rabbi kol mili, that your chayiv gzeila and everything. Umay miyit shtaris. There's one miyit, and the miyit goes on shtaris. Rabban and Dorshi klali yaproti. The key is klal, the bekon prat, and we call chazal, the kolo, klal prat, the klal, you have to do them, can a prat. Ma ha prat over metal to the goof a moment of covered over metal to the goof a moment. Yotsu karkoi, shayna metal to him, yotsu abodim, shukshila karkoi, yotsu shtore shafi bish metal to him, and goof a moment. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Robi kol mili, afilo karkois l'shvua l'ishomin. Mi yitshtori shen gufan momen, yoyv le'inayra ba'om, it's only a paper, it has a value, but it's not, the momen is not kolul in the, momen is not kolul in the paper. Fact, the Gemara weiter, v'hod esanye, so bekitzel, we had a baraisa, there's a machlokes, if a person is goyzel karke, and b'shot v'nol, you say reishaloch l'fanechos, so the Gemara says, the machlokes is, if karke n'gzeles, karke ain't n'gzeles. Abilezol, karke n'gzeles, v'si darshan z'ribu imid, chomim darshan karke ain't n'gzeles. That's what the chachomim darshan. Like the Gemara, what is Hanya, we learned a baraisa, Goizel as a pora bishot for no, chayv lahamid loy pora divrei Rabbi Elazar. Another machlokes, a goizel as a pora bishot for no, chayv lahamid loy pora divrei Rabbi Elazar. Vachomim aimrim aimr loy rei shalok lefanecha. Hosam b'maike miflagi. Here you tell me, good as a machlokes of karka nigzeles, karka ain't nigzeles. What is the machlokes over there? Amar Rav Pope, Osam b'may askinon, kegoin shegozal sode mechaberi. There's also those like zeilis sode. V'hoysa poro revutza boy, and there was a poro lying on this field. V'shot for no, and then the poro was shot for. That means that the no destroyed the poro. V'rabbi Elazar letaimei, v'rabbonon letamayu. Zot Rashi poro revutza v'gazlan loy moshcha. The Gazan did not make a Meshiche. V'havi kikar kois. Laboloza doma soda nigzeles koine pore imo. So when he stole the field, he was also koine the pore together with the field. V'chayiv l'shalem. The metaltlem nignin agav karke. So you can be kind of metaltum agav karke, so the chazoke he made in the karke is kind of the poro also. Rabbono leikone sode, uloi poro shebo. We know that tomorrow will be a little bit marich on this Rashi.